Welcome to the Poem of the Week. As you know, poems are patient-oriented evidence that matters. Each week, our poem is intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes, and he is joined by InfoPoem's senior editor, Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Good day, Mark. How are you doing?
Fine. How are you, Mike?
Good. Today we're going to talk about something that is one of the most common problems presenting to primary care practice. We've touched on various aspects of it in the past, and that's lower back pain. Lower back pain falls into two categories, acute and chronic. Acute is defined when it persists for less than 12 weeks. Again, the numbers are staggering. If you look at what the data says, about 70% of people in resource-rich countries at some point in their lives will have lower back pain. That's no surprise. This concept of acute lower back pain, usually self-limiting, meaning that 90% of people will recover in just a few weeks, less than six, although there is a small percentage, 2 to 7, that will go on and develop chronic back pain. We've talked about lots of different treatments. I think the poem that you're going to introduce us today isn't really a study, but is a website and a practice guideline that you want to talk about. I think before we do, I just want to tell one quick story. The UK has a British Pain Society. It's headed by a physician named Dr. Paul Watson, who is quite renowned as a pain specialist. Well, Paul Watson was just voted out of office, 186 to 179. He was voted out of office because he was on a committee from this organization that you're going to talk about called NICE, the National Institute for Health and Clinical Excellence, and that committee recommended that injections of therapeutic substances into the back for non-specific lower back pain should not be offered. The Pain Society that does a lot of these injections was absolutely infuriated and insisted that he retract and withdraw from NICE. Dr. Watson refused to do that, and they voted him out of office. So clearly, this is a big area, lots of emotions around what we should do and what we shouldn't do, and I think you've come across an organization that really tries to cut to the chase of what's going on.
Well, they do try to get it right, and this organization is what the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality could have been in this country, and unfortunately, actually a very similar thing happened probably about 15 years ago or so when they created a guideline for back pain, and the spine surgeons got very, very upset because they said, you know, you really shouldn't even refer a patient to a spine surgeon in most cases, unless there's some red flags, for 6 weeks. And they just had a fit, and they actually almost got that agency zeroed out of the federal budget. And as a result, they stopped creating guidelines. It was ACPR at the time, HCPR. They created about 20 guidelines, and they were great guidelines, but because of the politics and because of, you know, people not wanting to let evidence get in the way of opinion and finance, it was dropped. So, yeah, this is a good example of one of their guidelines, and I would encourage listeners to go to their website. A lot of American docs don't know about it. It's called www.nice.org.uk. And if you just go to Google and enter NICE guidelines, it'll take you right there. So, yeah, this was a guideline for patients with persistent low back pain. So there was pain lasting at least 6 weeks, but less than a year. And they looked at the effectiveness and patient preferences and recommended as initial options a structured exercise program, manual therapy, including spinal manipulation, drug treatment with either acetaminophen, NSAIDs, or weak opioids, and even to consider stronger opioids for short-term use in patients with severe pain. They recommended that we consider acupuncture and also combine physical and psychological treatment in these patients with persistent pain, especially if they had a lot of disability or stress or at risk for disability. The controversy is in what they didn't recommend. They said that these patients don't benefit from routine radiography. They don't benefit from SSRIs for pain. Therapeutic ultrasound, we really don't know the answer, but there's no comparative research out there. They don't recommend TENS units with no strong evidence of benefit in this group of patients. Lumbar support, spinal traction, again, limited or no evidence of benefit. And then the controversial one, which is injections basically of anything into the back. And an interesting story here of a good friend here in town who had a pretty significant lumbar disc problem, and had pain radiating down the leg, pretty significant, lasted for 5 or 6 weeks, and we were talking about it, and he was going to get an injection done at about the 6 week point to see if it would help with his pain, and he decided not to, and the day after his procedure had been scheduled but didn't happen, his pain went from suddenly, he basically woke up, it went from an 8 to a 2 out of 10. Right. And, of course, if he'd had the injection, he would have felt, my gosh, it's a miracle. This worked so well. Of course, he didn't have the injection, but he felt better anyway. And so I think it's important. It's a great example of why we actually do have to study these things and why sometimes our informal observations in practice can be misleading.
Right. I wonder how much that that phenomena occurs with so many things that we do in medicine.
Yeah, and he didn't even have the benefit of it's a huge placebo effect too, of this large, sharp, scary thing going in your back.
Right.
That'd make me feel you want to feel better right away.
Well, right. I'm not sure it's a placebo effect as much as it is sort of cognitive dissonance. You want to believe that if you went through this and you put yourself at risk and you know that there's risks of anesthesia and you are suffering today from the the surgical incision, well, you want to believe that this has done some good.
Absolutely. We all do.
Nice abstract. Good summary. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mark.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.